Well, if you're not heading out to see the Sac rugby team or the River Cats this weekend, there's plenty of good movies out there. Well, we think they're good. We're going to have to actually check in with Ken Jackman, who is with Ken Dogs Movies. And he joins us now in studio with his reviews. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning. How you doing?
Well, good, good. Now, we've got a couple of movies that you're going to tell us about here. And we're going to get started with Barbershop, which is what called Barbershop The Next Cut?
The Next Cut, yeah. It's the third in a series. And this is 12 years after the last one.
Wow, okay. Yeah. So this has Cedric the Entertainer and Ice Cube. And here's a clip.
What's up, homie, black folks? Who wants some gangster grub?
That who's popping in one fleek last time?
Did she just say fleek? There's a whole dictionary full of words. There's library down the street. You won't see fleek in there nowhere.
He funny. He make me laugh.
I was reading something where Cedric said, you know, the reason why it's been so long is he was waiting for the right script and the right time for this movie to come out. They just didn't want to do a money grab with another sequel. So was it worth the wait?
Yeah, I think so. To me, it's if you're a fan of the movies, you'll love this one. And I was particularly fascinated by the way it could have been a play.
Uh-huh.
Almost with the exception of a few scenes, it's the barbershop is the setting. And there's a lot of free-flowing dialogue. You get a idea that the script was mostly a lot of improv. It has a structure, but there's a lot of improv. Yeah. A lot of people, it felt authentic. You know, people dishing about issues, and they're mostly African-American issues, obviously, because it's almost an entirely African-American cast, dealing with Black Lives Matter, dealing with Barack Obama, stuff like that. And the story revolves around them trying to save their neighborhood, which is in the last 12 years has gone downhill. And they host a free, you know, a ceasefire between the gangs with the promise of free haircuts. And it starts trending, and you get, you know, NBA star Anthony Davis shows up at one point, and, you know, they're trying to trim his unibrow, and he ain't having any of that. But it's really, really, I want to say there's a sense of energy that really pervades this film, and it makes it a really good experience, regardless of whether or not you're into African-American cinema, because it's more about community.
Yeah.
And that community you can relate to no matter what color you are, and it works really well. You get really good performances from Ice Cube. Cedric has his moments. Of course, I mean, the whole cast is really, really solid all the way through. And I'm giving it 4 out of 5. I was really impressed with it. It was one of those movies that really surprised me.
Which you can't always say by the time a series gets to its third movie, too. And you know what? Funny's funny. Doesn't matter what it's about. Funny
exactly,
is funny.
Yeah.
So.
But it also has a nice poignant message to it that I think everybody can relate to.
All right. Up next, we have a new take on what is considered a classic by many, a Disney classic. Jungle Book comes to life.
The jungle is no longer safe for you.
But this is my home.
Or a man cub who wants to live in a jungle.
How do you know that?
Kid, I got ears. My ears got ears. Is
only I can protect you.
All right, now right there I recognized, I think, Christopher Walken.
Yeah,
right?
he's King Louie, who is a Kong-sized orangutan in this one. Uh-huh. They decided to go big
so
with this one.
There's a lot of big names in it, like Ben Kingsley and Bill Murray. And what do you think? Is it better? Is it worse than the original?
No, it's not worse. I wouldn't call it better. It's different, and different in all the right ways. This is an amazing film to watch. As far as the effects, as far as the immersiveness, you feel like you're stepping into the Indian jungle. They did a great job of making these photorealistic animals, and it doesn't jar you when they start talking. It works really, really well. This movie probably is one of the better movies of the year by far. Basically, they take the similar story that Disney did in 1967, and they tweak it. All right, it's not the jumpy, bouncy musical stuff, although there are a couple musical numbers in
it. Wanna be like you.
Yeah, it's there, and I'm sorry, Bill Murray is a genius, but he ain't no Phil Harris. I know I'm dating myself, but he's, you know. But when it doesn't stick with the music, it's incredibly immersive and incredibly. And the kid, Neil Sethi, the newcomer, isn't great as Mowgli. He's a lot more inventive than the 1967.
So what do you give it?
4.5 out of 5.
Wow.
Easy. The only thing that doesn't give it a 5 is the music. You know.
And real quick, Dron, who runs our show right there through the glass, he wanted to know, is it worth seeing in 3D?
It is. Okay. It is, because of the immersive nature of the special effects. It's really, really good. See it in IMAX if you can.
Nice. All right, Ken, appreciate it. We'll see you next week, too. Ken Jackman with Ken Dogs Movie House.